It's stupid ish.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Stuff you don't need to know, but you want to know.
And movies, the long-awaited conclusion to The Hunger Games, Mockingjay, Part 2, is out today. And this is where Katniss marches with an army from all 13 districts through a minefield of traps to overthrow the capital and finally take down Old Man Winter, or President Snow. Catnip is supposed to be amazing in this film, or Jennifer Lawrence.
Nope, it's Katniss.
Oh, sorry, whatever. Mm-hmm. I know my wife saw this and absolutely loved it with a little advanced screening. But our stoner saw it too. And let's hear what our stoner, who's seeing The Hunger Games.
Ha!
Right?
What'd you think? Like The Munchin Games.
Right?
Right?
All right, here's what our stoner had to say about it.
All right, just went and saw myself the new Hunger Games, the final installation of it, where Katniss finally gets her man and gets to get President Snow, good old Hawkeye. Yeah, I've always been a big fan of Donald Sutherland. Even as a bad guy, I actually don't find him too bad. I mean, I see where it comes from just because, well, Donald Sutherland. And the fact that this is also Philip Seymour Hoffman's final flick was pretty cool, but at the same time, it was sad. So the movie itself carried itself well. It was action-filled. But I saw, it seemed like it showed what a terrorist would do when they... And that made you feel like they were justified. You'll see the movie what I'm talking about, but there's some scenes where you're just like, huh, I don't think that's right. That's not the way I expected our protagonists to be acting, but that's how they do it. But a lot of the traps and pods that they come across are pretty cool. And the new beat and the new mutts were pretty awesome too. I highly recommend checking it out. This is a good conclusion to a flick, and I definitely don't think you'd be too inebriated to see it. But yeah, like, I think they did a pretty good job with the action flow too. I mean, I really didn't want to step away from the movie. It was worth watching, and I think I might go see it again. Won't pay for it, of course, but, you know. Anyways, yeah, final Hunger Games, definitely will say it's worth it. Give it a couple of bong rips and like, definitely a couple blunts to get this one going.
Sounds like our stoner was trying not to wake the baby or something. She's doing that.
I think he called it The Hungry Games at the end.
Oh, did he call it The Hungry Games?
I believe so.
Hey, Dusty, what did the critics think about the final Hunger Games?
Well, critics are saying that the final Hunger Games is as impressive as you would expect it to be. They're giving it 7.5 out of 10 on IMDb. It has a 72% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Oh, you know, we forgot to play something from the trailer from it. Do you want to play that little clip there?
Sure.
We all have one enemy. And that's President Snow. Stop killing for him! Tonight, turn your weapons to the Capitol. Turn your weapons to snow.
Well, setting for snow, not for stun.
Yeah.
It's
crazy.
I would like to have people hitting gigantic drums in the background while I'm talking to punctuate the things that I say.
Okay.
Should be able to achieve that considering the business that I'm in. But
well, since you're super DJ Foo, I think people would want to do that for you.
Yes. All right. What's next? It's The Night Before with Seth Rogen and scroll down here. Figure out what I'm talking about. Anthony Mackie and JGL, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, play three buddies who come together for one last blowout before surrendering to adult responsibilities. We've seen this movie before about a million times. Yeah. There is weed smoked in it, but these guys are all pretty funny at doing it. Let's hear a little bit from the trailer.
'Twas the night before Christmas. Three dudes, three bros, three ride-or-die homies.
We're going to the best Christmas party in New York City.
I think the cocaine and the mushrooms are reacting poorly.
Oh, don't you dare throw up in here.
All right, we need to stop it right here. This is kind of like Harold and Kumar, except with Harold and Kumar's Christmas movie, except with Seth Rogen, which is totally fine. Dusty, what do the critics say about that?
So the critics are saying about this pretty much what you would expect, that it's a bro stoner comedy in a lot of ways. It's more grown up than Superbad. Ruckus and drug fueled. It's getting a 7.7 out of 10 on IMDb, 67% on Rotten Tomatoes. So pretty good reviews.
Alt 1019.